Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, text number 48. Tasmad Arthas Kamascha. Dharmascha Yad Apashraya. Bhajatani Hayatmanam. Aniham Harim Ishwaram. Tasmat. Therefore. Artha. Artha. Ambitions for economic development. Cha. And. Kama. Ambitions for satisfaction of the senses. Cha. Also. Dharma, duties of religion. Cha, and yat, upon whom? Pashraya, dependent. Bhajata, worship. Anihaya, without desire for them. Atmanam, the supersoul. Aniham, indifferent. Harim, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvaram, the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The four principles of advancement in spiritual life, Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, all depend upon the disposition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, my dear friends, follow the footsteps of devotees. Without desire, fully depend upon the disposition of the Supreme Lord. Worship Him, the Supersoul, in devotional service. Purport. These are the words of intelligence. Everyone should know that in every state of life we are dependent upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Dharma religion which we accept should be that which is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj. Bhagavat Dharma. This is the instruction of Krishna. Sarva dharma prachaja mamekam sharanam braja. To take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna means to worship according to the rules and regulations of Bhagavad Dharma, devotional service. As far as economic development is concerned, we should discharge our occupational duties, but fully depend on the lotus feet of the Lord for the results. Karmanyeva dikaraste ma paleshu kadachana. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. According to one's position, one should perform his duties, but for the results, one should fully depend upon Krishna. Narottam Das Thakura sings that our only duty should be to perform the duties of Krishna consciousness. We should not be misled by the karma mimamsa philosophy, which concludes that if we work seriously, the results will come automatically. This is not a fact. The ultimate result depends upon the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In devotional service, therefore, the devotee completely depends upon the Lord and honestly performs his occupational duties. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends to depend completely on Krishna and worship him in devotional service. Tasmad Arthas Chakamas Cha Dharmas chayat apashrayaha bhajatani hayatmanam aniham harim ishwaram. Four principles of advancement in spiritual life, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, all depend on the disposition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, my friends, follow in the footsteps of devotees, without desire, fully depend upon the disposition of the Supreme Lord, worship Him, the Supersoul, in devotional service. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Chetasa sarva karmani maya sanyasya matraha puryogama pashitya machita satatam bhava. And all activities depend upon me. Work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. In other words, devotional service has different stages. And in order to achieve those different stages, one needs the mercy of Krishna as the super soul within the heart. Because, as Krishna says, that sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto vataksa sritya gyanam aponam cha, that he's in everyone's heart, and from him comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Ishvara sarabhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarabhutani yantra rudani maya. The Supreme Lord is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material nature, where the soul situated in this machine called the material body, and Krishna is giving us the intelligence by which we're able to perform our activities. Now, without understanding that Krishna is the one who is supplying us with intelligence, then it's very hard to understand how we can make progress in Krishna consciousness. Because ultimately everything depends upon Krishna. And unless we learn how to depend upon Krishna, then we can't make any progress. Because if we don't depend upon Krishna, then naturally we have to depend upon something else. If we think that the source of our income, the source of our maintenance, the source of our knowledge, the source of our existence is something other than Krishna, then we'll take shelter of something other than Krishna. And the result will be Krishna cannot actually adequately protect us. So the first protection, whether it's being varnashram or whether it be in pure devotional service, the first protection is to understand how everything belongs to Krishna. Now, there's two types of swadharma, occupational duties. One is the swadharma according to our psycho-physical nature, which in Kali Yuga, no one could figure out. We have no idea what our psycho-physical nature is, nor can anyone else figure it out because it's too mixed up. We're just trying to qualify ourselves as Shudras, which may be some time. Because Shudras are submissive. They may not be inquisitive, but at least they're submissive and ready to render service. So we're not always so submissive and ready to render service. But still there is some, in the Varnashram system, there is swadharma, there is cycle, duties according to one's psychophysical nature. And Krishna says, Shreyan swadharma viguna paradharma sunistita shreyadharma nidanam shreyat paradharma bayavaha. That you have a right to perform, better to perform your prescribed duty even imperfectly than to perform someone else's duty even perfectly. Destruction in the cause of one's own prescribed duty is better because to follow someone else's duty is dangerous. So if it's not clear exactly what our duty is, how can we follow it without getting into difficulty? On the other hand, there's swadharma given by the spiritual master, which means that while we're engaged in the struggle to maintain this body, while we're engaged in the struggle to control our senses and utilize them properly, then at the same time one has to utilize one's activities and one's consciousness in devotional service in Krishna consciousness. That will take substitute for the duties of Arna and Asha. Although they're mainly on the spiritual platform, those duties, hearing and chanting about Krishna, etc., still, one can try to live life in the mode of goodness as much as possible, and at the same time chant Hare Krishna. And that will make up for the duties in the Varnashram system, which are ultimately meant to control the senses and the mind, but it's certainly more easy to control the senses and the mind, especially in Kali Yuga, by engaging them in Krishna's service. Because the living entity, without doing his duty in relation to Krishna, because in Daivita Varnashram, it's not that people just work and work and do something, but they understand that ultimately the purpose of the work is Yagyavai Vishnu, sacrifice for Vishnu. Jagnatat kamano nyatra lokayam karmabandhana tarartam apikantiyam mukta sangha samachara. That work that is a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. perform prescribed duties for his satisfaction, O son of Kunti, in this way he'll always remain unattached and free from bondage. So one is working as a Shudra, one is working as a Vaishya, one is working as a Kshatriya, one is working as a Brahmin, but not just working to feed the empty stomach. No, the whole idea is that the empty stomach should be filled up, but at the same time, one should engage in some spiritual activity, which is ultimately meant for Yagya by Vishnu. The Shudras assisted, and the Vaishyas, they grew the grains, and they protected the cows, so that the ghee, which was necessary for the fire sacrifice, would be there, and the wealth necessary in terms of jewels and gold, whatever else was required for the fire sacrifice, would be provided through the Vaishyas to the Kshatriyas in the form of taxes, so that the sacrifice would go on, and the Brahmins were supported because they could chant the mantras and make the sacrifice successful. And ultimately the sacrifice, although sometimes seemingly aimed at the demigods, and every mantra, the name of Krishna in the form of Om was chanted. So ultimately the sacrifice was meant to satisfy Vishnu. And by doing so, when Krishna was satisfied, then the persons who were participating in that sacrifice, whether it be Kshatriyas or Vaishyas or Shudras or Brahmins, they make some spiritual advancement by the mercy of Krishna. And therefore they became purified from the modes of material nature. From Shudras would become purified, and they come to the mode of passion, ignorance. The Vaishyas would be purified by protecting the cows and growing food grains meant for offering and sacrifice. And the Kshatriyas would be purified by hearing from the Brahmins and engaging and providing the materials necessary for the performance of sacrifice. And the Brahmins would be purified by the performance of chanting the mantras aimed at satisfying Vishnu, Krishna. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this is how he became a Brahmin. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going in the village and trying to get some donations. Even God has to get donations sometimes. So he was going and asking for, you know, maybe you can give me this fruit or this vegetable or whatever. So he came to an astrologer and he said, all right, maybe you can give me some advice. What was I in my last lifetime? So this is a very learned astrologer. And he was able to understand by meditation the history of the past lives of persons, clients who came to him. So he sat in meditation and he saw a huge half man, half lion. He goes, well, that's really strange. I mean, this man looks pretty decent. I don't know. Doesn't seem so strange. And then he saw a tortoise. He said, well, I don't know. He was a turtle in his last lifetime. How could he be so elevated now that he was a turtle? And then he saw a boar. And, well, this is getting really strange. So he said, I'm sorry, it's a hot, bad day, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that maybe you should come back tomorrow, maybe I'll be able to figure it out tomorrow. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let's try again, see if you can get it. So he went back into meditation, and they saw this man with this big chopper, and he was just slaughtering people everywhere. Wow. I better watch out. Never know who your clients might be. And then he saw this man with an arrows, and he was slaughtering people everywhere. All these rakshasas. He said, wow, this guy is heavy. He said, and then he said, oh, I know who you were. In your last lifetime, you were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you got it all wrong. Actually, my last lifetime, I was a cowherd boy. And because of my pious activity of herding cows and protecting them, in this lifetime, I came back as a Brahmin. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affirm that if you perform your duty in the Vanashram system, then you'll become elevated. On the other hand, since we have no clear duty to perform, there are no Kshatriya kings, there are no actual Brahmins who can light fire by chanting mantras nowadays. Nor do we have Vaishnavas, very, very many Vaishnavas, are able to protect the cows and grow the food and give an offering that would be utilized in sacrifice. The only thing available is the chanting of the holy name. That if one, whatever one is doing, if one is an organizer, or if one is a preacher, if one is a productive person in the form of agricultural products, or other types of production in factories, whatever, that one should utilize that activity in order to help the Sankirtan movement. So that one will chant Hare Krishna or read Prabhupada's books, whatever, one will hear and chant about Krishna. And that way one will gradually purify one's activities, whatever one is doing, and come to the spiritual platform of consciousness. And it begins with understanding Matrivat Paradareshu, Paradwareshu Losravat, Atmavat Sarabhuteshu, Yat Pashiti Sapanditaha. That people have to be taught in the beginning that to see every woman except for one's wife to be like one's mother. And to ever see other people's property except for one's own to be like garbage in the street. And to see all living entities as spiritual beings qualitatively equal to oneself rather than identifying oneself, others and oneself with their gross and subtle material bodies. So one has to become a pandit. Then one can begin to understand spiritual life, namely that Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantarichiti. That everything here belongs to Krishna. He's the proprietor of everything. People cannot understand that abruptly because they're too covered over by ignorance and passion. Therefore, they have to be their activities have to be somewhat regulated. Or, yes, to that extent, and at the same time encourage them to chant Hare Krishna. And then if they lead a regulated life like that, give up chasing after the opposite sex, or in Kali Yuga, the same sex also, give up trying to become greedy and try to acquire other people's property, and give up the idea that I can treat other living entities indifferently or exploit them, to give up that idea, then one will be able to understand Krishna consciousness. How Krishna is the proprietor, how Krishna is the enjoyer, how Krishna is the friend of everyone. And if one does that, then he can accept, one can become peaceful. And the more peaceful one becomes, the more one can understand the philosophy, one can chant Hare Krishna with some feeling and come to the spiritual platform of consciousness. So at the beginning, people have to understand how everything is Krishna's property and therefore not become greedy or mad after other people's property. Then they can understand that they're servants, they should engage in Krishna's service because Krishna is not only the proprietor, but he's also the enjoyer. So things should be done for Krishna's benefit. And that's understood through the duties in Varnashram Dharma are substituted by Guru Sadhu and Shastra in this age, directly. And Krishna, we know Krishna wants us to chant Hare Krishna with care and attention. Then one can come to the platform of trying to love Krishna, do one's activities to please Krishna. Understanding that Krishna is the actual friend of everyone. To see that everyone's real, my benefit is to please Krishna, and everyone's benefit is to please Krishna. And it doesn't matter exactly what we have or what we're doing, but if we're trying to please Krishna, then everything we do will become perfect. So that people have to learn gradually through the process of devotional service, and if we're going to regulate people's lives, in the beginning is to regulate their, that's why we have the four regular principles. Gradually encourage people by the chanting of the holy name, to give up illicit sex, to give up gambling, to give up animal slaughter and intoxication. By understanding how everything vitally develops in qualities of mercy, austerity, truthfulness, and cleanliness. So those are developed at the same time by developing a spiritual vision of things, or at least a vision which will lead one to spiritual life. And then one can understand how we're all, gradually Krishna will reveal to us how at every moment we're always dependent upon Him. If we try to depend upon Him, then Krishna will reciprocate and show us how He's helping us, how as soon as we depend upon Him, how He reciprocates and helps us. And that dependency especially will help us if we're serious about engaging in pure devotional service and trying to assist Him in His mission of spreading the Hare Krishna movement. That's the sacrifice for this age. When people were serious about Yajna Vaivishnu in previous ages, there's a different method. But in this age, Yajna Vaivishnu means to spread the Sankirtan movement. Previously, the Brahmins would control the society by spreading the idea of sacrifice, or deity worship in Dwarpa Yuga, sacrifice in Treta Yuga, and meditation in Satya Yuga. But in this age, it's spreading the Sankirtan movement. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
I have a question.
Okay. You have the microphone.
Yes.
How convenient.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, how can you help to analyze, to overcome the anger on the part of devotional service? How can one transform such? What's on the opposite side of anger, please?
Well, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I think I've answered this before. You don't know someone who's angry sometimes. He said, Arjuna asked the same question. And Krishna's answer is, Arjuna said, Atakena Pruyuktayam Papam Charati Purusha Anicham Napi Varshneya Valadiva Niyojita. What is the energy that causes these things? So Krishna says, Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajaguna Samudvaha, Ahashana Mahapama Vidyanam Ihavarina. It is lust only, Arjuna, born of contact with the material mode of passion, which later transformed into wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. So if we act in passion, we're sure to wind up in ignorance. If we become, we follow our lust subtly or grossly, then after a while we'll develop greed and anger. Those follow one after another. Therefore Krishna says, Trividavanara kasyedam, dvaram nashitam atmanaha, kama krodha tata lobas tasmat etam trayam trijat. There are three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed. Every sane man should give them up because they lead to the degradation of the self. And how to give them up? Does anyone know? What's the real problem if you don't know? Yes. But then if we're all chanting Hare Krishna, if everyone's chanting Hare Krishna, then we wouldn't have a problem. So Krishna says, Aitan yapi karma, Aitan aitera, Aitera vi, Aitan yati, Eterabhi mukta kondiya, tamo dvaras revirnara, acharat nyapanas reyas, tatoyati purangatim. And the man who escaped these three gates, the hell also in Vaikunthi, performs acts conducive to self-realization, thus gradually attains the supreme destination. So how to give them up? Now Krishna again says, yakshasra vidim usrida, Vartate kamakarata, nasasidim avapnoti, nasukam naparam gitim. That one who gives up shastra and acts according to whimsically, which means according to lust, anger, and greed, attains neither peace nor happiness nor the supreme destination. So what to do? What are we supposed to do? Tasma shastram pramanam te, karya karya vivastito, gyatva shastra vidanota, karma kartam yaharasi. One should know what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of shastra. And knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that one can gradually become purified. So that's the process. We have to find out from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra what we're supposed to do. How we're supposed to see things. It's not only just doing things, but it's how we're supposed to see things when we do things. What kind of mood we're supposed to be in. If we see things properly with proper intelligence, then we should also develop a proper mood on that basis. If you look at every lady as your mother, then hopefully, then you'll have a different attitude than if you see every woman as possibly a soulmate. Similarly for the ladies, if they see every man to be just like their son, then they'll have a different attitude. So, we have to change our vision. And not only change our vision, but change our mood. Not that, all right, I see every lady as my mother, but I really like my mother. No, we have to change our mood also. The vision is not just so we see things differently. If you want to see things differently, you can take LSD and see things differently too. But we change our vision so we can change our mood to a devotional mood. And when we change our mood to a devotional mood in Krishna consciousness, then when Krishna is there, then when, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nations is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything just like the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Or yatayadam so samrido ganir basmat sakuru terajana enagni sarabhutani yas basmat sakuru terajana. As the blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, so does the fire of transcendental knowledge burn to ashes all the accumulated reactions from past activities. So, if we follow the sequence, do the right thing, see the right way, develop the proper mood, remember Krishna, then the result is the more we Krishna is pleased to reveal himself, the more ecstatic we become, then our enemies of lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, and madness will gradually be burnt away by the association with Krishna. So, if there's any problem, it's just that we're not sufficiently Krishna conscious, and we're not sufficiently Krishna conscious because we have to see how to improve in the other areas too. In our service, in our vision, in our mood, in our devotion. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Can I say, have a sub question?
Yes.
Is this like a constant effort needs to be put in such vision or such or
well, we can try 5 minutes a day. If someone says constant effort, then we'll get immediately discouraged. No, let's try 5 minutes a day. Then if we get some positive result, then we'll become encouraged to do it a little bit more every day. It's not expected that from day to night we're suddenly going to become enlightened. We wake up one morning and everyone's looking at us, how did you become so effulgent? You're glowing. That may take a little while. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.